For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. In Central Arkansas, one out of 10 adults struggles to read. These Arkansans often have a tough time paying bills, understanding street signs, and completing basic tasks because of an inability to comprehend written words. For many, this can be an embarrassing secret to live with. However, one organization and its affiliates are taking steps to improve adult literacy in the state.
The year I was unemployed. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have my glasses on.
On the fifth floor of the main library in downtown Little Rock are offices for Literacy Action of Central Arkansas, a nonprofit that offers free tutoring to adults who need help with reading skills.
When you're literate, people look at you different. And I've had a lot of people that wouldn't even want to talk to me after they found out I couldn't read. That always angered me because I'm still the same person.
That's 65-year-old Sammy King from England, Arkansas. He's in a nearby study room getting help from a tutor. King says learning to read has been a lifelong struggle.
My daddy couldn't read and write. He couldn't even write his name and things. But he worked all his life and he raised me and done a good job. And back when I was a kid like that, we didn't have no help. See, my mom and things, she got killed early. So daddy learned me how to work and be honest and survive.
While growing up in rural Arkansas, King would fail classes, but teachers would still let him pass to the next grade level. King eventually dropped out of school and later thought he would get some assistance with his reading problems, along with an education, when he joined the Army.
Drill sergeant looked at me and said, King, you're going to NOM. You ain't going to have time to learn how to read. You better learn how to stay alive. And thank God I learned how to stay alive and survived it.
After closing his study book at the tutorial session, King takes off his reading glasses and admits that for many years, being illiterate did not stop him from achieving certain professional goals.
I had two businesses I run for 30 years. I had a roofing and a tree business and done some painting and things. And my biggest problem was is filling out the paperwork to get you paid for it. Thank God I found a few people that would do it.
Though he managed to navigate through daily life without too many hiccups, not reading well has caused some awkward social situations.
When you go into crowds of people, like my wife would always want me to go to these art things, and I always felt uncomfortable because everybody's in there reading things, and you feel like everybody's looking at you. It's bad to go in a room and feel like you're already down. How can you get up then?
Sammy King decided to secretly get help with reading from Literacy Action about 9 months ago, and he actually went to the library parking lot 3 times on different days before finally deciding to enter the building. For the first 6 months of tutoring, King would not even tell his wife about the sessions because if his efforts were unsuccessful, he did not want her to be disappointed.
Sammy, like all my students, you know, came in wanting to learn to read, and it's been very fun to help him because he has plenty of intelligence and he just had fears.
That's King's tutor, Pratt Rimmel from Little Rock. He was in the process of retiring when he decided to join Literacy Action and help adults learn to read.
And my job has just been to work with him and word by word, sentence by sentence, letter by letter, show him that he is capable of reading these things and help him, you know, learn the things that he could have learned had he had proper teaching.
Since he started working with the organization nearly 2 years ago, Rimmel has tutored 7 adults, and he says the student and teacher handbooks have been terrific resources for helping learners like Sammy King progress.
Just because you can't read doesn't mean you can't think. And that's one of the common misperceptions that we have in our
and
society.
And that's what people really think when you can't read. You know, you don't have enough sense to do this or sense to do that, which is wrong.
I said, go through this filing cabinet and just pick out names and see how many of these people that you can find.
Across the hallway, Neil Jones, the executive director of Literacy Action of Central Arkansas, says illiteracy is a silent problem that negatively impacts many Arkansans and Americans.
We have almost 92 million adults in the United States who read just on a basic level. And in our community, we have about 30,000 adults who struggle with literacy every day, needing to have the skills to do simple things like read the newspaper, to go to the internet, help their kids with homework. So this is really important.
Jones says there was a noticeable increase in the number of adults seeking help during the recent economic downturn.
We've seen a lot of people come in who've actually been out of work, and they've realized that time has passed them by and they don't have the basic literacy skills to find new jobs.
We started with some vocabulary and how to pronounce new words.
Back in the study room, Sammy King says his tutor Pratt Rimmel is humble, patient, and makes learning fun. He says at first it's hard to admit that you're an adult who has trouble reading, But you have to be willing to take the first steps to get help because it can pay off.
I get goosebumps just thinking about the feeling. Like I can look down at a book now, and some words I still can't make out, but at least I can read good enough to get by and things. And my wife is real tickled, and she's pleased, and it's a different world.
After trying to get help for over 40 years, Sammy King says he's thankful for all the support he's received from the Literacy Action Program and his tutor. King admits he still has a long way to go, but realizes how much his reading skills and overall confidence have improved in a short amount of time. 9 months ago, when he first arrived at the tutoring sessions, Sammy King was reading at the first grade level, and now he's already reading at the fifth grade level. Malcolm Glover, KUAR News.